Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. After Donald Trump was elected president in a stunning upset last fall, stocks, bond yields, and the dollar all rallied in hopes that a President Trump would enact significant economic reforms. The market gains were commonly known as the Trump trades. Those trades have wound down as President Trump's legislative agenda has stalled. But at least one market is holding out hope for measures like tax cuts and stimulus spending to be enacted. Joining us is Justin Lehart, Heard on the Street columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Justin, it seems like the markets are considerably less hopeful that the Trump administration will enact meaningful legislation anytime soon, especially in the wake of the latest failure by the GOP to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Yeah, I think that the failed effort, you know, at least it seems pretty failed at the moment. It threw open the divisions within the GOP that suggests that we're going to have a tougher time with, tax cut in particular. And also just this effort chewed up so much of the legislative clock. We're 6 months in, nothing really show for anything.
It's pushed everything back.
Yeah, it's pushed everything so far back. Next, Congress has to deal with the budget. They're going to have to deal with the debt ceiling, which is sort of a looming, somewhat scary thing out there. You know, we're really pushing up against the midterms. And, you know, once you get into midterm campaign mode, people don't want to be doing controversial stuff. They want to be going to parades and pie eating contests and, you know, the business of winning an election.
Which Trump trades have wound down? Which markets have seen their rally stall since the start of the year?
A lot of them. You know, the dollar really rallied on the back of the election. There was this idea that stimulus would bump up the economy, that would make the U.S. a better place to invest relative to other places. So, you know, dollar rallied. That dollar rally is completely unwound now, right? Some of that has to do with, you know, things doing better in Europe and so on, but really, you know, completely gone. You know, even the peso, right? The peso cratered, the Mexican peso I'm talking about, cratered after the election. And, you know, that's actually back above its pre-election levels. You know, if we look at the bond market, Treasuries sold off, pushed the yields higher on expectations of inflation. Treasury yields have slipped this year, even as the Fed has raised rates. And the inflation expectations embedded in the Treasury market have completely unwound. You know, then if you look at particular stocks, infrastructure plays, you know, Vulcan Materials, right, those things have, you know, they shot up and they've fallen since. On the other hand, the overall stock market is looking really strong. Valuations are really steep. You have to think some of that is about this hope that some sort of tax reform, you know, in particular a tax cut, which would boost earnings per share, that will happen.
So it's not earnings so much as this hope that something will get done?
Yeah, it's hard to tease out, right? Because some good things have been happening globally, right? The U.S. economy is just sort of doing what the U.S. economy is doing for a while, but globally, we're on much better footing now. Companies are earning a lot more money overseas, and that's really helped boost earnings, right? And we've also seen that if you look within the internals of the stock market, if you look at high tax stocks, so the stocks that would benefit the most from a cut in taxes, so those things did really well right after the election. But those have underperformed other stocks basically this year. And then definitely the stock market is not as enthusiastic. It's enthusiastic about maybe other things. It's not as enthusiastic about tax cuts. So what you have to ask yourself is, if you think that a tax cut is going to happen, then maybe the bar has really been lowered for the stock market. And maybe, you know, you get a tax cut and then, you know, that's great for stocks. Right. On the other hand, if you don't think a tax cut is going to happen, you know, there's still some tax cut hope in that stock market. If everybody decided all of a sudden, OK, there's no tax cut, it's not going to happen. Right. What would happen to the stock market? I think it would probably fall.
I'm speaking with Justin Lehart of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. and you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Justin, things are not as hopeful as they used to be, but it doesn't seem like investors are guiding their expectations down at this point. I mean, the stock market is still up.
No, it's up, and valuations were steep before the election. The stock market was not cheap. It was on the expensive. It was expensive, and then it got more expensive. And now it's really, you know, if you look at it on a PE basis, you know, the stock market is at its most expensive. There was a brief period in 2004 when it was a little bit more expensive on a PE basis. And but that was, you know, when earnings were really ramping up or really about to ramp up. And then, you know, other than that, you get back to kind of the denouement of the tech bubble in 2002 area.
Could we be in for some sort of big decline or, you know, a correction if this last cadre of investors gave up hope?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's hard to say. So valuation is not what makes stocks go up or down, except for, you know, at real extremes, right? It's super when the stock market is super duper expensive. You know, we're talking like 2000 expensive. Yeah, you know, that's time to sell. When it's super duper cheap, right? Like early 2009 cheap. You just go in and, you know, buy, right? Those are good signals. But in general, how expensive a stock market is not a great signal for buying or selling. It's a good signal for what future returns are going to look like. So our very, very high, you know, our steep valuations now suggest that, you know, if you buy now, your returns over the next decade aren't going to be so great compared to the returns that you got in the past decade, right, when you bought. You know, if you bought in 2009, right?
Yeah,
you had
right.
Great returns. You're not going to have that again.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.